The two major world philosophies when it comes to Hashkafically, whether we're supposed to be involved in abstentions, and that's the ideal for a Jew, Shitas HaRamban, or no, you're supposed to have enough in this world, use the world in a certain type of level of moderation, L'shem Shemayim, but you're not allowed to abstain from within this world. These are two different Shitas. What I'm going to do tonight, Rabbi Yisai, is demonstrate to you that these two world philosophies of the Ramban and the Rambam not only relate to the machlokas concerning the din of Nazir, but the fact of the matter is their respective positions in these areas, have a major impact on hashkafically and halachically, what they perceive to be the world of Olam Haba that's going to take place after Yemos HaMashiach, after Techiyas HaMesim, the ultimate end of time, the concept of Olam Haba for eternity. I'm going to demonstrate to Mirtz Hashem how their world philosophies in these specific issues impact upon how they interpret Mamari Chazal and come to their respective positions concerning what's going to be the status of Olam Haba at the end of time. Since this is a very long topic, the part number two, we're going to first deal with the Rambam tonight. And I brought together a lot of different makaris of the Rambam. I don't have all of them, but I don't need all of them. But what I'm going to show you tonight is a tremendous representation. And the Rambam himself, in your Yomarim HaKamas, Rabbi Yisai, I want you to turn quickly. To page number 10. Page number 10. Now, one of the major places the Rambam deals with defining what's going to be the Schar in Olam Haba is the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Shemini. And we're going to see now the Rambam's unique approach to this specific topic. I'm going to read this very carefully because the Rambam has various nuances and various Mamore Chazal he gives his interpretation to. I'm purposely going to emphasize when we go to this Ma'ar Mekamos how the Rambam learns that uniquely. Later on, I get to the Ramban, I will show you the way he contrasts his limud and comes to a different conclusion. Listen to this. Perek Shemini. Hatoiva hatzfuna l'tzadikim. When it comes to the ultimate promise of good and reward that is mentioned to tzadikim, when it comes to the end of time, we call this in our nomenclature Chaye Olam Haba. There is a concept of life over here where there's no death connected to it. It's good, and there's no evil connected with it. The interpretation of these phrases are and this is what the Rambam calls Olam Haba. Schar tzadikim hu. What's going to be the schar of that tzadikim in this end of time tekufa? Sheyizku lenoam zeh. They're going to come to a special type of zchus, of coming to a understanding and a connection and a sweetness of spirituality. You're going to reach at that time. Bibetovizu. And what's going to be the punishment to Rashaim? I just mentioned what the schar is going to be for that tzaddik. And what's going to be the punishment? That they're not going to have this ultimate beautiful end of life of eternity. They're going to be cut off and they're going to die. Whoever doesn't have the schus of this chayim, who will not live to eternity. He will be cut off because of his rishus for avad kebehema, mamish the comparison kebehema. The zel kares aksuv of the Torah. This is the word kares mentioned in various avarias of the Torah. Shenemar he kares to kares hanefesh shehi mipiashmu lamnu. When it comes to Torah shulapeh, the double kares he kares b'olam hazeh. You're going to be cut short in this world. He kares lamava. You'll also be cut off in the world to come. Kloimar. That nefesh which separates from the body in this world, ein azach will not have eternal existence. Olam haba, elagam min olam haba nichreses. Not only a person is going to have his life cut short in this world, but his nitzchias of his neshama will be cut off. He will not have eternal existence for his neshama olam haba. So this first, the Rama wants to tell you that there's going to become a place at the end of time called olam haba. He's specifically talking to the end of human existence on the face of this earth. That's going to be called olam haba. What's going to be the status of olam haba? So far he said that tzaddikim will get the ultimate schar, the rishon will be cut off from it. But what's going to be the human essence at the end of time? We know historically everybody's moda. This is no debate that we're going to come to a specific tekufa called Yemos HaMashiach. Now we don't know exactly when it's going to take place. Most of the Gedolei HaBaal HaShkafa called this what's called the Ikfis of the Mashiach. These are the footsteps adding up. How far we got in the footsteps, I can't answer you, but we're pretty close according to many of the Achrenim today. So if that's the case, we're coming to a Kufa. Now what is going to happen during the time of Kufa Mashichius, we're going to see very shortly. One thing is for sure, that Shibud HaMalchius against the Jewish people, the oppression, the anti-Semitism, all the wars and all of that will ultimately stop. But number two, during some part of Eilam, of the Zman of Mashichius, there'll be the Ness of Techiyas HaMesim. When and where and how it's going to take place, it's Shani B'machlokas, which perhaps we'll get to. But now what I'm dealing with is the following. After Yemos HaMashiach kicks in, and we have the Kufa of peace, of Torah, and we have Shalom and Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, and around the world at large, no longer are going to be any world wars, the world's going to be the state of peace. You're going to have the Kufas HaMashiachias. But the question is, according to the Rambam, is the world going to continue like that for eternity? So what I'm going to show you tonight, I'm just saying this quickly, but we'll show you inside, is the Rambam holds at a certain point of Yemos HaMashiach, even after Techiyas HaMesim, we're going to come to the end of time of human beings living in the world with a physical body connected to the soul. And what's going to happen at the end of Tekufas HaMashiachias, we're going to then go into what's called the Olam Haba mode. For the Rambam, what that means is the whole world, whoever's still around, Yemos HaMashiach, after Techiyas HaMesim, at some point in time, every member of mankind who's still around is going to die either a first time or second time. And at that Tekufa, the whole concept of humanity will therefore be purely in the Gedda of Nefesh and Neshama. It's that world that the Ram calls world Olam Haba. That's the Olam HaNitzchi that Chazal talked about. I'm just giving you a quick Hagdama. Let me show you the Rambam inside where the Rambam articulates this. Now, Halakha Beis is where he really touches this up. Ha'olam haba ain bo gufa gevia. He says it very openly. The olam haba tchufa, there's no physical body whatsoever. Ela nafshei satzadikim bovad, b'loy guf, the soul without the body. Kemalachei hasharis, we're going to be compared to angels, where there's no physical body, there's only a spiritual essence. V'hov ain bo gevias, since there's not going to be any physicality anymore, ain bo lachila v'shtia, there'll be no need to have any eating and drinking anymore. All the physical needs that people have in this world will no longer be applicable in that specific tekufa. All the physical things that perhaps can happen to your body, sickness and other things like that, will not have any type of reality at that point in time. Kagon, yeshiva, there'll be no sitting, amida, standing, shayna, there'll be no concept of anybody sleeping, misa, or death, etzav, eschayach, even mood swings from total depression to happiness or frolicking, ukiyotzibahen, which means to say that when it comes to the tekufa of olam haba, the physicality, human beings, and all its emotions, all its feelings, and all its ramifications will no longer exist lock, stock, and barrel. What is the makar the Rambam uses to determine this? The kach omru chachamim harishonim, ha'olam haba ein bo lo achila v'lo shtia. There's no achila shtia. V'lo tashmish, no tashmish. Ele tzadikim yoshvin v'atresayim b'rashayim. He's quoting verbatim a Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, where this mind is mentioned b'shem Rav, that people are going to be, you know, eating and drinking. Tzadikim will be there. They'll have spiritual crowns on their heads. They will be sustained, the neshama will be sustained by the spiritual hana of the ziv hashchina, the glory of Hashem's divine presence. Harein is bar lecha. It becomes clear to you. She'ein sham guf. There's no physical body. Lefi she'ein sham achila b'shtiyah. Because if there's no eating and drinking, human body existence cannot exist. Now the Rambam already is showing you why he's coming to that conclusion. The Rambam told you, in this world, to be pirush from physical pleasures, as I mentioned last week, is not a human phenomenon. It's not something HaKadosh Baruch Hu would ever ask us to do, because if you're a human being in this world, it is given that you have to eat. It is given that you have to drink. It's given that you have to take care of your body and sleep properly and could obviously conduct yourself in a healthy type of format. Watch your weight and do other things. So therefore, in the Rambam, for a person in the physical world where you have bodies, to deny yourself that responsibility of maintaining your physical health and welfare, you're sinning against God's master plan of how humanity in a human form have to exist. You have to exist b'darech hateva, and that requires achila v'shtiyah and all the other types of physical pleasures. If you don't do this, you're sinning against God's master plan as a human being to have these physical pleasures. But when the master plan is, as the Gemara says in Brachas, at the end of days, Yemos HaMashiach, the Bedavka is no eating and drinking taking place, and what's sustaining you is purely the spiritual entity of what's called the Ziv HaShchina, which we'll define. For the Rambam, quote, obviously, that must mean I no longer have a physical body, lishitaso. I must now be reduced purely to a nefesh and neshama. Once I'm in a spiritual mode, a spiritual entity like angels, in this case your neshama, don't need any physical sustenance. Don't need achil v'shiyah. They don't need any shena. So the Rambam lishitaso, when it came to interpreting the Gemara Brachas, based upon his position when it comes to Naziris, had to come to the conclusion that if there's no eating and drinking, it means we're no longer in the normal mode of human existence. We've gone into an angelic existence of therefore of malachim, a neshama without a guf. And the Rambam is very careful. And it's balacha she'ein sham guf. Therefore, that's why there's no achila v'shtiyah. V'zeh she'amru tzadikim yoshvim. So you say to me, but if the fact is only in the Shema, as the Rambam said before, there's no sitting anymore. Standing. So what does it say? That Sadiqim Yoshvin. Sadiqim Yoshvin. Says Derech Yidu Amru, which means he's using a language, a phraseology of Lagdiba Hatar Balasha B'nei Adam, but he doesn't mean it literally. Kloimer Hatzadiqim Mitzuyim Sham. Yeshiva means not only sitting, being found, existing. The mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah, Rabbi Isai, doesn't mean you have to sit in the sukkah. It means you have to be found in the sukkah. Even if you walk around the sukkah the whole time, it's a mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah. It means la'akev, to be in that type of matziv. The Ram therefore says, tzadikim etzuyin sham below amel below yegia. They're going to sit there. There's no physical pressures. There's no exertion. The chen she'armu v'chazal say atroseyim b'rashayhem. What are these crowns on the head of these righteous people? Kloimar, da'as shayadu. You're going to be given through the ziv hashchina, when it comes to your helig and neshama that survives to that tekufa, the ability to comprehend HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the highest spiritual, intellectual level a human being has the capacity to do. This already is a framework of the Rambam, not over here, but the Rambam and Maran Avuchim. The Rambam always held l'shitaso that when the Torah says Hashem created man b'tzelem Elokim, it's not a physical statement. It's a conceptual, metaphysical, spiritual statement. What does tzelem Elokim mean? That Hashem who blew into us a nishmas rechaim, a spirit of Hashem, there's the peace of divinity, each and every one of us, a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means we have the capacity, because of that specific chashivut of our bria, to be makah Hashem, to recognize Hashem, to understand who Hashem is, to understand the world that He created, and the chachma of Masa Breishis. We can understand the chachma of the Torah because of the Tzelem Elokim. For the Rambam, the concept of Elokim is therefore Yediyas Hashem, Hakaris Elokis. So says the Rambam, in this world, Hashem allows you to reach a certain type of pinnacle and level. But at the end of the day, we're still a physical entity in this world. So an neshama might be limited in its hakara capacities. Once you go to a pure neshama state, and you no longer have the hindrances or the problems of your body, your neshama then zooms to a very high level of hakaras elokis, on a level you weren't able to achieve in this world. You go to higher levels. The teferes halashon, the Chal Yazal used to describe this, the Ram says, is atraseim barashayim, there are taros, are on top of the head. Kaloi medash sheyado, the ability to comprehend Hashem on the highest level. Shebegalala zochel ha'olam haba, that's why Hashem allowed them to remain around for olam haba, to have the maximal capacity of the heilig neshama to reach the highest hakaras elokis in that tekufa. Mitzuyim hem, that it should be found to them, available to them on the highest level. V'yatarashem, this is the crown of Chachmas Hashem. Ke'inyin sh'ama sh'lomo, ba'atara she'it lo mimo, symbolically, the crown that was given to Shlomo HaMelech by the Rabbanim when it comes to the Kesel HaTorah. Because when it came to Shlomo, if you remember Rabbi Yisai, the bakasha that Shlomo had from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asked Hashem, and Hashem asked Shlomo upon his becoming the Melech, ask me what you want in this world. And if you remember the Pesukim in Sefer Melachim, he really asked for HaKaras HaLakis, HaKaras HaTeira, HaKaras Chachmas HaOlam. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, if you remember the story, that since you didn't ask for material pleasures, but you asked for intellectual understanding and comprehension, HaKaras HaLakis, I'm going to make you the greatest Chacham on the face of this earth. You'll have Karas HaLakis in Chachmas Hashem and Chachmas HaTeira on a level no other person before and after was ahead, perhaps maybe only Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a debate in the Medrash whether Shlomo ever went above Moshe or was on the same level, perhaps a little lower than him. But one thing is for sure, that when it comes to the crown given to Shlomo, it's referring to the Chachmas Hashem given to him at that time of his coronation. Go back inside and inside. And he says, Harei Omer, it says, the Simchas Olam al Rosh, and the Simchas of Hashem is on their head, Vein Simchas Guf Kadesh Tenuach al Rosh, there's no Simchas Aguf when it comes to dealing with your head over here, Kacha Torah Shem Chamkan, Hi Adeya. We're not referring to a physical crown. We're talking over here to the intellectual capacities given to you by the Zivch Hashina, which is called the crown, Balashin, Balashin HaTeir, Balashin Tanakh. Umazesh Sha'amru. What is the meaning of the statement, besides the crowns on the head, Shenenin Meziv Hashchina, they're going to have a Hadhana from Meziv Hashchina, Sheyodim Umasigim, Me'amitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'ashe'inim Yodim, Ve'im Beguf Ha'ofel V'Hashofel. They, because they become a spiritual essence like a malach, and no longer are hampered by a physical body, they now have a Hasagas Elokis similar to that of malachim. Now the Rambam, just another Rambam I have to bring to your mind, to bring all the Rambams together, I'm now going back to a Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim. When Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch and Pashat Ki Sisa, Hareinu Nos Kvodecha. So if you remember, the Rabbeinu Shem answered Moshe and said, Moshe Rabbeinu, I might love you, you might be the greatest guy on the face of this earth, but the problem is, a human being in their existence in this world cannot conceive and perceive who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. You can't be alive and perceive me. Why? So the Rambam explains in Moreh Nevuchim very beautifully, is that in order for you to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to be in the same realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means you have to be an entity that has no physicality. You have to be an neshama, a dove, a sichli, like a malech. You can't be a physical entity. As long as you're a physical entity, a corporeal entity, using a fancy term, cannot perceive or understand an incorporeal entity. It's impossible. When you're alive, you don't have that intellectual capacity. So says the Rambam beautifully over here, that once Hashem removes us from the corporeal physical world in which we exist, and we become now a pure neshama, not bound by any more physical feelings and emotions or limitations, we become a ruchani, like a malach, total sichli, at that point, since we're no longer chai, we have the ability to have Hasagas Elokis on the highest level possible because of our new mode of existence, and that being a spiritual entity devoid of physicality. An incorporeal entity could perceive an incorporeal entity as an neshama, b'li aguf. You now, the Rambam says, had the ability to perceive Hashem, which you couldn't do in this world, the Rambam says, as long as you beguf off of a shafel, that held you back and gave you incapacities. Turn the next page, Rabbi Yisai. Now, he then tells us, I mean, these are powerful Rambams. I mean, we think this is a very powerful Rambam. He then says, Kol nefesh hamur b'inyin zeh, when it talks about the soul mentioned in this topic, he's not referring to a soul that needs a body to be placed into. He's referring to the essence of the soul in its purity. It's the intellectual capacity, that's the nefesh, what the Rambam talks about continuously, Mar Nevuchim. Shesiga habarai kefi kolcha, it perceives Hashem according to its capacities. The siga hadayos and nefrados ushamasim, is able to perceive other types of spiritual entities as well, and other parts of creation that have a similar type of existence. Vehi atzura shebi'anu, and this is the tzura of the human being, the spiritual essence. Where the Rambam took time in those first four parakim to discuss the concept of Maaseh Bereishis and the concept of Elokus, he anikreis nefesh. In our jargon, in our terminology, we call that the nefesh. The chayim elu, and this specific existence of pure spiritual essence. The fisheinu mehamavis, there's no death related to it. Death can take place to a physical entity, to a corporeal entity. A total spiritual entity is not subject to death. That's why it's called the Tzra HaChayim, the bundle, or the actual, not the bundle of life, eternal life. We always pray a person should be there for Zorcha, for Tzra HaChayim, at Levaya, the Neshama should have that existence. Shinema, by nefesh adoni tsruya b'tzra hachayim, v'zehu aschar, this is the ultimate reward, shein schar l'malo, there's no greater schar than this, above this, v'hatova, shein acharet tova, v'hishis avu lo kol ha-neviyim. All the neviyim were chalashing. When we come to that tekufa, that my yediyas elokis, my asagas elokis, and my shleimus, that should be eternal, I shall reach that type of tekufa, they will mispalel, they shall be able to come to that tekufa, have total spiritual shleimut. Now, when it comes to terminology, so the Rambam in Halacha Dalet says, v'kama shemes nikrid erech mashal, that the concept of nefesh is called by different names in Tanakh, and that matziv is called by different names. For instance, derech mashal, har Hashem, the har Hashem is a mashal to the holy habitation in Shemayim, not to the Beis HaMikdash down here, the Beis HaMikdash Lamayla. Malkum Kacho is also referenced to the spiritual boat above. Derech HaKedesh in Yeshaya. Chatzos Hashem. Noyam Hashem. Oyel Hashem. All of these are Psukim at Tehillim. Heichel Hashem. Ubeis Hashem. Vishah Hashem. These are different terms used to connote the spiritual realm above after death, and a person goes into the spiritual mode. Chachamim karu la derech moshel letov zuha muzumenes la tzadikim. They basically said in a figurative way, what is a description of this tova for tzadikim at the end of time? They gave a moshel of a suda. It's going to be a divine meal. V'karu l'b'chamakam ilam avad. The divine meal, with I guess that you're talking about the shahabar and the v'yasan, according to Rambam, that meal at the end of time is the lashon moshel and chida. We're talking about spiritual concepts, and therefore, in that spiritual world, when it comes to the ultimate, consummate meal of Gishmak, that is what's portrayed, according to the Rambam, as referring to the Suda Achrona at the end of time. Now, halachah, hanakama, the greatest divine vengeance against human beings, she'ena kama gadolim imenu, she'tikarei sa'nefesh, that the nefesh should be cut off, for lo tiska los chaim, the neshama should not have the schus to be in that type of world of existence. Shenema hikaras tikaras and nefeshi avona ba. Ze is also called avadam b'loshin hatayra. Who shekara noisa hanavim derech mashal ber shachas is another term, or avadon, or tafste is another term for that end of time, or aluka, kaloshen kaloya, all lashonos of destruction, hashchasa karamo. Therefore, these are different terminologies talking about ultimate destruction, ultimate elimination from the physical world and the spiritual world. Once you reach that level of destruction, there's no coming back. It will never return. So when a person is unfortunately sentenced to hikaras tikaras, it means there's no way, once you reach that tukuf at the end of time, for you to be able to redeem yourself and come back, and you're basically stuck in a fablunged situation in that type of matzav. Okay, now we're getting to the next halacha. Shema teikel beinecha toivizu utadama.
So
maybe you yourself will not appreciate the goodness I'm describing to you over here, and you'll say shein schar hamitzvos le'os adam shalom edach emes, that there's no concept of schar mitzvos when a person acted with shleimus in this world. You'll say that the only thing we have to think about is to eat and to drink and eat good foods. Which means he's describing that some people think there's no such thing as a world to come. The only thing we have as human beings, as they say sometimes in America, you only live once. So eat and drink and do what you got to do. So people might think, if that's the case, you eat, you drink, you eat good foods. It's interesting how he describes that. You're going to use hatipshim. So he says, I want you to know something. I want you to know. And in fact, he realized as well, because we hear it today, that what are the crazy suicide bombers killing themselves in this world for? Because they're told that even Olam Haba has tremendous physicality. They're waiting for the Shivan Basulais over there.
So he
says, it's interesting, he calls him Tsuras Nas. So therefore, and he says, Shemedam Elu, Ha'avim Hatipshim, and shows you his appreciation of them, Ha'avilim Hashtufim Bezima, and he basically describes what Arabs are, the Shtufim Bezima. I mean, that's why many of them have multiple wives, you know, like a whole harem over there. Avul Chachamim, Bali Deye Yedu, Shekol Advarma Elu, Divri Havai, Behevelheim, Ein Behem Teheles, this is not the ultimate purpose. The fact is, it's not considered the ultimate good for us, even the only reason things mean something to us in this world is because of our physicality. And our physicality needs a lot of this stuff. However, know something. But our nefesh, when it comes to nefesh mode, doesn't have any desire for them. If only tzarech haguf has. Today shimsu chefs of yamad aburiyav. And as it goes back to the Rambam, the purpose, quite obviously, of having physical things in this world is to maintain our health, our demeanor, as the Rambam discussed last week. A person should eat with proper food types of conduct and exercise and be healthy. Ubizman shen shom guf. However, when we reach a mode of total spiritual existence without a body, nimsa, you will find kol advarim elu betalim, all of this physical stuff goes into total non-existence, no value. Hateiva hagedela. So, what's going to be the great goodness in the world to come? Shitiheba nefesh ba'olam haba, ein shum derech ba'olam hazeh lahasik. We can't perceive the pleasure of olam haba leidausar. Shein anu yodlin by the mazeh el tevas, if we know physicality, materialism, we don't know total spiritual existence. For lo anu mesavim, avo osu atova, gedol ad ma'on, ein lo erech, betevas el mazeh el derech mashal, which means sometimes Chazal use terms to describe it, but we can't understand to be masik what it means until we get to that spiritual type of mode. Avo bederech emes, Shenarach tevis and nefesh b'olam haba, b'tevis aguf b'olam hazeh, b'machal b'mishta ain okay. Don't try to compare
physical pleasures to spirit, say that one is based on zekalapi zeh. Elo isa teiv gedola ad ein cheker. Ein la erech v'dimyon. We can't perceive it. There's no way of giving a comparative experience in this world to be able to preach even b'miksas. V'sha'ama David. Marav tufcha she'tzafanta l'erecha.
That this pleasure for the Olam HaEmes, even to Nevi'im, was safun, was hidden. He's soon going to quote the Pasek, Ayin l'ras el kimzul asecha, no Navi was ever able to see it, was able to perceive it. And therefore, this is a very special state.
And look at now number Zayin. V'kama v'kama David yis'ava l'chalim haba. How much time David and Sefer, when you look through the piyutim, prayed and showed desire to get to Olam Haba, Shenema lulei hamanti l'ros betuva Hashem be'eretz hachayim. In fact, if you see the little dots on top of it, ukvahodinucham harishonim, shetoyves ha'olam haba, ein koyach adam asig aburia. No normal human being can understand it in its totality. And yodea godlav yafa atzma. Nobody can understand its greatness or its goodness. El hakadosh baruch hu levado. Shekol ha'tovos shemisdaba behem hanaviim l'Yisrael. All the various good things that the prophets promise when it comes to Klal Yisrael, Ein Ela Devar Mishaguf Nenu Behen, refers to pleasures that you can perceive in this world. L'Yamos HaMashiach. Now he's coming back to Yamos HaMashiach, which means anytime you see in Lashon Chazal physical pleasures accentuated, physical pleasures mentioned, what the Kufa are you referring to? If it's physicality you're referring to, according to Rambam, it can't be talking at the end of time by Olam Haba, because he just made a whole presentation, a whole thesis over here, that physicality will have no place in the ultimate end of time in the world in the Shamas of Olam Haba.
So any physicality promise in Tanakh, when it's accentuating, has to be the tekufa before that end of time, which I pointed out in my Halul Hakdam is called Yemos HaMashiach, and the Tekufa after Yemos HaMashiach, before the world ends and turns into what's called the world of Olam Haba. Go back inside. So he says, if that's the case, I want you to know that Shaklat Tovei Shemisnavim Behem HaNevim L'Yisrael Einam El HaDvarim Shaguf Nenem Behem L'Yisrael Yemos HaMashiach Bizman. What's going to happen in Yemos HaMashiach? So listen to this. Shetoshav Mamshal Yisrael, total political autonomy will return to the Jewish people. We're no longer going to be answerable to the UN. We're no longer going to be answerable to the United States. We're no longer going to be answerable to the European Union. We're going to have total autonomy. Malchus Shetoshim Mashal Yisrael. Avol Toivis Achaya Olam Haba. When it comes to that pleasure, Ein Lo Erech V'Dimyon Lo Demua Hanaviim Kedei Shalei Yafasku Oso V'Dimyon. Which means we should could obviously diminish the pleasure of that tekufa by thinking it's going to be a big, big divine meal. No prophet was shown it. Except God. Hashem made it. For people to aspire for it. Kol anaviim kulam lo nibu elamayis haMashiach, avo elam haba, ayin lo ras elokim zula sech. So therefore, if that's the case, we now know how to put into perspective the historical tekufa of the physicality, or the return of physicality, and the return of the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, of Askelov and Davash. The psukim, if you look tonight in Perek Lamevav and Lamed Zayim, talking about the beautiful return of Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Avas Chalav Davash, and all the beautiful things that are going to happen at the end of time, and this tremendous gashmius mentioned over there, the Rambam is telling you, yeah, that refers to Yemos HaMashiach, the Gula, the redemption, but that does not refer to the ultimate when it comes to Olam Haba. Go back to Halacha Ches. V'zeh shekara sechacham Olam Haba. Now this is interesting. This is an interesting phenomenon. Olam Haba seems to imply this is a place, as I pointed out in my Hakdama, that after Yemos HaMashiach takes place in Tichias HaMesim, the people in the world who are still here, after having undergone the Din HaGadol and Gepaskin that you're going to live and not be punished, they're going to continue for X amount of time. We don't have the actual time frame. It could be a very, very long time. But I pointed out, according to the Rambam, at that tekufa, whether you were never, ever dead before, and you were born in the Mois HaMashiach, because in Mois HaMashiach, eating, drinking, and propagating is still going to take place. So whether you never had death before, and you were born by Mois HaMashiach, or you were dead, and you underwent Chesed Mois and you brought back to life, in that tekufa, you're going to have physicality. So now the question is, does that mean that therefore the concept of Olam Haba, pure spiritual existence, is only going to become a reality at the end of time? So this is, listen to the Chiddush of the Rambam. Not that it doesn't exist in the physical universe of Hashem. Which means to say that this is the world of ultimate destruction. And then that world will come into existence. Eina davakei. Ella, harayu matzi v'oimed. Olam haba Hashem already created. It exists now at this point in time. Shnei shatzafanti erecha pa'alto. Lo karu olam haba. Elimineish os mechayim bon lo adam acha chayil mazeh. Sh'onu kayom haba beguf v'nefesh. Now I want to mention what the Rambam means over here. Many Mefarshei Rambam say the following pshat in the Rambam, which once again, this is the Rambam's famous shita. When a person in this world dies, whatever age you die, so the terms we usually use is that if you're a tzaddik, you go to Gan Eden, and if you're a rosh, you go to Gehenna. But the question is, what is the nature of the world that you're going to when you die? Your body doesn't go anyplace, your body goes down into the ground. So what is your neshama go? What is your nefesh go? So the Rambam's famous opinion is that the terms Gan Eden or Gehenim is your neshama now is in a world of pure neshama. And therefore that pure neshama world, we call it Gan Eden or Gehenim at that tekufa, but in actuality, that is a me'ain, olam haba, that you're experiencing momentarily from the time of your death in this world until techiyas ha'meisim. Those who die in the interim are going to be going to what's called olam haba, number one, that exists as a world of pure neshama. What's interesting, according to the Rambam, the way the Mefarshei Rambam explained it is, that when you have techiyas ha'meisim, yemeis ha'mashiach, where all those who are worthy will be brought back into existence again, the guf and gvi, and there'll be a uniting of the soul and the body once again, or those who are going to be born in that tekufa, they can continue in the physical world with the guf and the shama. You'll then have the ultimate end of time of humanity, those are still zocher, all of humanity will die, the guf will no longer be in existence, period. And the neshama is now going to go back to that olam haba, the interim place it was, and benefit from it. It's all its grandeur. It's like you're going, basically speaking, from one of the smorgasbord rooms now into the grand ballroom, so to speak. Which means you might have been in the smorgasbord room in the interim olam haba, the ultimate grand ballroom with the ultimate glory. That's going to be the ultimate olam haba experience at the end of time. But there's an interim period in between. That's why the Rambam says, don't say Olam Haba is only going to be a Metzias, Hashem created then. There is an experience of Olam Haba b'miksas that you have in the interim period of that. Now, The Rambam paskins without a question, Chaside Umot Eilnesh L'Chelef Olam Haba. Unquestionably. It's based upon the Tosef, the Masech, the Sanhedrin. The Rambam unquestionably says this, the extensions was this. If you want to look it up, look at the end, if you want to make a notation, Perek Ches, Hilchis Malachim, which is the last sefer of the Rambam and Mishnah Torah, Perek Ches, Hilchis Malachim. At the end of that Perek, he discusses the Maimer Chazal, Chasidei Umos HaOlam Yesh L'Chelek Olam Haba. So that's the famous Rambam who shows you how he paskins that debating question. That's the Rambam Shita, there's no question about it. And the fact of the matter is, Chasidei Umos HaOlam is mentioned by Chazal in many different places, and the Rambam happens to paskin that Hashkav, Halach, Halach HaMasa, realize there is such an institution. Now that doesn't mean, if you're in Olam Haba, they get the same ballroom that we have. What they're going to do in Olam Haba, and how, now I always compare it to a ballpark. There's seating over here, and you know, for the Hamanam, And then you have box seats. Kalais are going to have the box seats in Olim Haba. They'll probably have, you know, the Hamonam seating arrangements, because the fact is the Rambam is very into Lefum Sa'agra. The more you put into it, the more you have to do, the more achrayis you have. So the fact of the matter is, you therefore get more schar and more ultimate shlemus in that Olam. Since if that's the case, Jews have to work harder to be get Olam Haba. We have Tayag Mitzvahs to work upon. They only got Zion. So if that's by definition, if they want to stay going, not to convert to Judaism, the schar they get as Zeh Klapi Zeh is different, but they get Olam Haba. They have Nitzchis, which is an important concept. Now, the question, just parenthetically, I want to mention over here, and this, what I'm going to tell you now, is the Sadya Gaon. The Sadya Gaon says, if you'll ask a very simple question, why, if at the end of time, according to the Rambam, you're going to die, and we're going to go back to the world of Neshamos, and that's the Rambam Shita, so he asks a simple question, if Shita Sarambam, if that's what the Rambam held, so why in the world do you have to bring him back into Chiyas HaMesa? I mean, that they should be brought back into this world to die at Tzveitamol, I mean, what's the purpose? If you're claiming the middle derech is already a mixas Olam Haba, let him stay there and wait till the rest of the crowd comes, and they'll go from the mini middle borough to the big one. That they have to come back into this world. Nachamo, Tchias
Amesa. That's part of the schar. They did the mitzvahs corporeally, and therefore they need to be paid back corporeally.
That's your sfar.
I think I've heard that.
The Sadya Gaon doesn't say that. But that's an interesting mahalach. Interesting. You do me a favor.
I definitely have heard it somewhere.
If you can find where you heard it, I'd like to see it. But what the Sadya Gaon says is even more fascinating. He says, "What or Sadya Gaon? As Munis Vedeos." So what the Sadya Gaon says, why according to Rambam should there be a concept of Chiyas HaMeisim and ultimately death at Tzveitamo? So he gives about four different reasons. Number one, he says, when you see the ness of Techiyas HaMeisim taking place in front of your eyes, something that never ever happened, thousands, maybe millions of people all of a sudden coming back to life, if you had any doubts of the omnipotence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bizyetzt, it's going to show you Hashem's ability to do things that no other entity could ever do. So your chizik and amuna to HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be enhanced on an incredible level. And not only that, once you see that happening, and you see that that promise is Mekuyim Bishleimus, your doubts about ultimately the Schav Olam Haba, you can hear again, you know, people are going to die. So what's going to happen to my neshama? The teretz is, if Hashem is able to reward you by having a Techiyas HaMeisim take place and gives you Miksas Chis and have that type of miraculous miracle, you're worried that your neshama is going to have eternal life and all the schar mentioned is not going to take place. If the physical pleasures of Techiyas HaMeisim have, which were promised and are taking place in front of your eyes, that's going to chizik. That the spiritual pleasures of eternal nanabas of Ashkina, there's nothing to worry about. It's like a chizik in your emuna. Number two, the Sadya Gaon says that many people in this world, maybe not especially Yidlach, who had tremendous service in their life. They lived during Tekufos, the Jews were Raduf. You think of the Jews who lived during the Inquisition, learned during the Crusades. I mean, how many generations of millions and millions of Jews will happen in the Holocaust? These people didn't live normal lives. They couldn't live like a Jew and have a shleimus and be able to do avodas Hashem without looking over the shoulder and worrying about total annihilation. And many suffered annihilation. It means some mishunos. So the Rabbeinu Shalom wants to give all these people in Nebuch whose lives were curtailed or were hellish the ability to come back to life and to live in an ideal society where all the promises of the beauties and the geshmak, spiritual and physical, olam hazeh, they should experience it b'shleimus before they go to the world of neshamas.
What about the second death? They still suffer a second death?
No, but it's not going to be suffering. See, you're looking upon it as the same. You're going to go through sickness. And, no. At that tekufa,
so that death won't count.
It's going to be like a Mises Neshika.
No.
It's like a Moshe Rabbeinu, like a Mises Neshika. So therefore, there's not going to be you know, we called end of life ICU units. You know, Hashem is going to push the divine button. Eyes guf, all the neshamas exit simultaneously. It's not going to be a different type of death. So the side class is if that's the case, Hashem feels. I mean, the people over here, they were makadosh shem shemayim. At least give them a shleimus. Who knows how many years to have a geshmak in this world, to be able to live like a religious Jew, shouldn't be persecuted, have all the brachas of the Torah mekuyim in them.
So therefore, not mekapet schal kaberia, they're going to have the schus of that before they die for the ultimate thing. Okay, number two. Number three, he says, imagine the discussions that are going to take place when Klal Yisrael, as Klal Yisrael, are now going to see all the tzaddikim for thousands and thousands of years come together. They're going to see Moshe Rabbeinu, they're going to see Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, all the tzaddikim coming together, all the Gedolei Olam from all the generations. You imagine what's going to happen, what we're going to see, what the people we're going to hear, the personalities we talked about, we read about, we learned about. The incredible impact that's going to have upon Klal Yisrael living together as a corporate entity, all Kol Hadas, Klal Yisrael, everybody, for thousands of years. The Hisayrus, the godless of that Zman. I mean, it's going to be simply incredible. I mean, people go crazy about Rabbi Kiva, Hegez, Kashas, and Terutzim. They're going to have a discussion with them. You know, they're finally going to finally ask Rabbi Moshe, what did you mean? Can you suck him in your chuvas? They're going to ask Rabbi Kiva, the Machlek, he's saying, the Sugi, what do you mean? I'll tell you what I meant. So what I'm pointing out to you is that type of camaraderie in the Sadigot is going to be an incredible part of the Tekufi Mosei Mashiach. He then says, imagine the discussion. This is Peledik. Between the family members of your family, of the gen who passed away, and all different types of matzavim, coming back to life, describing to you what their experience was when the neshama left this world, what it means to live in Olam Haba momentarily. They're going to explain what death is, and what Olam Haba really is, b'miksas, as a way of preparing the world. And realize when Hashem makes promises and tells you things are going to take place, they did take place, and this is the experience I had. Now, you might have been crying. I went into incredible ziv hashchina momentarily. You can't imagine this world compared to the next world. So therefore, that's going to be a nichum to all the people who passed away, to their relatives. We have now a reunion. Our wives have come back, and the husbands have come back, and other mishpacha members have come back. That's going to be a chizuk, that the promises of Hashem are makuyim. You're going to hear a little bit how the experience takes place by people who experience both worlds as a preparation that they shouldn't be scared and having trepidation of everybody leaving this world. That's another reason Sadigon says that Rebbe wants it to be this way. And he has a whole treatise on this. So there is a logic for resurrection of even those who died, to die at Tzveitim. Also, if you didn't complete enough mitzvahs because you had your life curtailed, you'll now have a long tukufi, Mosei Mashiach, which is going to be longer than just 120 years, to make up the mitzvahs you lost, so everything's going to be rectified before you go into the world HaNesham. This is what the Sadigon explains, is perhaps the machshav of the Rambam for this double type of system. Yes, sir?
Amorayim, when they come to Kasha of the Torah, they say Tiku, they're waiting for Eliyahu, not the Moshe Rabbeinu.
What?
They're waiting for Eliyahu to tell them what's going
so
on.
So my answer to
but
you
is... Moshe is not coming back.
No, that's not true. Tishbi Taras Kushi Abayis means that he's going to come initially as the Mavasa Mashiach. And that only after the Mashiach comes, and Eliyahu already came a little bit before to take care of Sveikas, then you're going to have Tchis HaMeisim and all the Tzaddik can come back. Don't interpret that to mean...
Okay,
that,
another thing, Amorayim...
You hear what I just said?
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. But Amorayim didn't... They were in higher level and more than Sadr Goyim. They didn't see that to say to us?
No. Teiku just means the Gemara has not come to a definitive conclusion over here. But don't worry, one day, when it comes to that Tekufa of Mashiachius, we'll have a further clarification. And the reason we'll have a clarification is you're going to have at that point not just Eliyahu. Eliyahu's going to be the Mavasar.
Okay.
He'll take care of certain prerequisites initially. If the Rambam spends time in, I have this photostat for you. What the Mashiach is going to do when the Mashiach comes,
and what
Eliyahu is going to do.
What about the Gilgul Neshamot?
What about Gilgul Neshamot?
This is process of Gilgul Neshamot, or
so you would you want to find out about Gilgul Neshamot? You have to go to a Rav who's an expert in Gilgulim. I don't have a smich in Gilgulim.
You got to go to a person who's a musmich in Gilgulim. I can't answer. I'm not even going to attempt to answer it. But
The Michelin or
whatever it is, you got to go to a Gilgul Rebbe. I mean, I know one thing: is my Rebbe never claimed he was an expert in Gilgulim. No, and I don't think Ramosh ever talked about Gilgulim.
That's a question to learn.
I'm saying, but those are inyanim that I don't get into.
What about Eden, where it becomes a person or whatever? Don't believe. Is that the reason?
So there is a debate. There's a major debate between the Sadigon and others exactly that point. It's based upon interpretation of Pesukim and Sefer Daniel and other places, whether they're not since they were punished already in the Gehenim. So some say depends upon whether that was a total kapara or they have the curse of Karis to Karis, meaning that they're finished, ain't coming back, which means no Tchias HaMeisim for them. And that's what some of Farshim say. Others claim that B'davka Hashem's going to have Tchias HaMeisim to bring everybody back for the Yom HaGadol, HaNeira, where everybody's going to be judged at that time. And at that time, the Rosh Hashem is going to understand with a public sentencing, Guf and Neshama together. Because most of the sin came because of your Guf, not because of the Neshama. It's going to Oymen B'din. So they have to have the Chiyah to be Oymen B'din HaGadol. And then the Pesach will be given. Who's going to have Olam Haba and who's going to be cut off? So that's another day. It's a machloek between Sadigon and others when it comes to that specific concept. Now, what I want to show you, Rabbi, he says we're going to have to daven Maariv, so we have to show you now. But what I'm going to basically show you is something quite interesting. I can't do Parashat this week. We'll do it next week in Mirtzah Hashem. But I want to mention the following. And that is, I pointed out tonight that the Rambam is holich l'shita, so what I taught you last week. And that is, if you're in a physical mode, you have to be given physicality to survive. If you're not in a physical mode, we saw this week, you bedavka don't have any physical pleasures anymore, and everything is purely spiritual, and your existence is animated by the Ziv HaShchina. Now, the exception to the rule, which the Rambam has to deal with historically, there are a couple exceptions to this rule, is Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, where the Torah gives edus. He was there 40 days and 40 nights, didn't eat, didn't drink, didn't have the experience of human existence. According to the Rambam, that should be something that's impossible, because the Rambam is a pragmatist, is a realist. In his mind, as he said before, physical eating and drinking is needed for a human being in this world. In the world to come, that stuff doesn't exist. This world, you bedavka have to have echila v'shtiyah, and the next world, bedavka, you don't have it. So how did Moshe, since he was still alive, survive in Har Sinai 40 to 49, not eating and drinking? How do we understand this according to Shitas HaRambam? Yes?
Moshe Rabbeinu, when he say, he suffered. He was human still. He was suffering that he didn't have.
So God made him fast for 40 days, 40 nights?
Yeah.
That's what you want to say.
Yeah. Because he complaining to the Bnei Israel. I was suffering 40 days.
No, that's not true. The pshat is...
Obviously something went on over there.
Yeah. The pshat is, Rabbi Isaiah, I want to just finish with this. What?
Something was transcendental.
So page number 15, I have the Rama from Yisodei HaTorah. The Rabbeinu Shalom says to Moshe Rabbeinu, this is where the little line is on the right-hand side, when he said to him, when he said to Klai, he says, Shuv aleim aleichem, atapo amod imodi, Moshe Rabbeinu lachazal ala harishon lefika parish mina ishal olam mekol hadayim ala v'nikshra daita v'tzur olamim lo nistalak me'alav hoid la'olam karen opanav niskadish kemalachim. Hetamaisa. That's different. Yeah, he ain't suffering. He was the unique exception to the rule. He was a malach and still in human form. And that's why the Rambam later on, when he describes his death, he says for Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't death. I mean, the way he describes Moshe's death, if you look on page number 16, just turn the page,
He says, Hamikra, the last four lines on the right hand side of the page. Hamikra hu shakara misafa moshe beinenu, bishvil shechasanu pakadnu oso. V'chayim lo, l'kavad amal shalaha, v'chein amru, Moshe ben Lomes, ela olam ashamish b'marom, etc. What does that mean? It means that Moshe, since he already was half, already in olam emes, even like a physical goof, he was already like a malech, his death wasn't like a normal human death, where you go from what he already had, that zivah hashina keeping him, he didn't have to eat and drink, Rabbi Isai, anymore once he came down. That's how much of a malach he was. Not only tashma shemitah, but there, nothing. He didn't need the man. He didn't need food anymore. He was raised to a level that was a unique matzav. No, the only other person that perhaps came close to that, some of Hashem say, is Eliyahu HaNavi. Because he also left the world in physicality. So some say it was something similar to Moshe, but you don't find anybody else ever being portrayed leaving the world, going to the world of Ruchnius in a physical body still Chai V'Kayim. So Moshe was, I call, an anomaly. You see why I'm saying this. When I teach the Ramban next week, the Ramban is going to use Moshe Rabbeinu as the paradigm, not as an anomaly.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.